Welcome back. Sports Nightly here on a Thursday, getting ready for a big baseball weekend. In fact, it's senior weekend at Hawksfield Haymarket Park. Three-game set. It's the last home regular series for Nebraska, taking on Michigan. Game one tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. You have game two on Saturday at 2. And then Sunday, the finale against the Wolverines will be at noon. And as many of you have seen right now, and we hinted that there would be a new Friday starter, we're happy to be joined in studio with that individual himself, Tucker Timmerman, the Beatrice native, and a story that has been very well documented this season of recovery. But Tucker Timmerman will be your Friday night starter really 2 weeks after coming back from what was a pretty scary moment for him, an injury to the face that we'll get into. But Tuck, you get the announcement this week that you're going to be the Friday guy. I'm curious how that conversation went and just what were your emotions knowing that you'll be the guy to try to set the tone on Friday against the Wolverines.
Coach Childers came up to me before the game on Sunday and told me that he just wants me to go out and just compete like I always do and do anything I can and get us as deep as we can into the game. And, you know, honestly, emotions right away were, I was a little shocked. Wasn't expecting that, to be honest, and I was really excited for the opportunity and just want to make the most of it and do whatever I can for the team.
Going back to the beginning of the season, when you're going through the summer that you had, which was real solid, the fall that you had was real solid, and I remember we were sitting down with Coach Bolt and Coach Childress before the season started, Ben, David, and myself, and your role seemed to be one of those high-leverage guys out of the bullpen, and I'm assuming that that was relayed to you as well. But has there always been that goal for you to work yourself into that weekend rotation if that opportunity presented itself?
Quite honestly, just whatever I could do for the team, whatever role they needed me in, if it was out of the bullpen, if it was starting, if it was to close games, if it was just come in for matchup, I was happy with whatever I could do for the guys and just – I told that to the coaches and my fall exit meeting. I just want to do whatever I can to get on the field and to help the guys out.
Let's go back to the summer because, again, that's where I know Rob had really spoke highly of the work that you put in, the gains that you made both physically and mentally on the mound. Take us through your summer experience and when you came back to the fall where your confidence level was.
Yeah, I mean, up in Alaska, it was beautiful. Spent most of my time outside, and it was always light. So that was a unique experience. But other than that, I got to pitch every 6 days, I believe it was. Didn't go much over 90 pitches, but I started most of the time up there. Just a great time up there. Just competed, filled up the zone, and just let defense work. That's what Coach Childress has to say is, fill up the zone, let your defense work, and it's going to go well for you.
And I know – oh, go no. So
I would say confidence leaving there, coming here was all right. I was able to show that I can start, and I also came out of the pen a little bit up there too. And so just knowing that you can do all things, and the coaching staff saw that. And just, as I said, let them know that I can do whatever it takes for the guys this year, and I'm willing to do whatever role.
We were talking, I think it was before Sunday's game, you and I, and I'd asked you what you were going to be doing this summer. You mentioned when you were in Alaska last summer, not only for a guy coming from the state of Nebraska, going to Alaska, experiencing that daylight with pretty much 24 hours, and then also some good fishing up there. You're a big outdoorsman. I know that's you'd like to do a little bit more of that this summer, but did you have some good opportunities up there to do some fishing?
Yeah, there was a little river that ran, it was about a 30-minute drive from where our host family lived, and I ended up catching a king salmon, a silver salmon, and a pink salmon. We went out multiple times, and I only caught those three fish, which was kind of frustrating, but it was really cool. They were very, very strong fish, and it was just incredible for that experience.
So you're going to be primed this summer. I mean, this is going to be like a cakewalk compared to what you experienced out there.
I'm hoping so. I got a couple farm ponds lined up in my head that I want to go try and fish a lot this summer.
Well, Tuckers, we know the big story with you this year. We go to the second game of the regular season. Very emotional day for Husker Nation, mourning the passing of our dear friend, Greg Sharp. We knew, regardless of what the external circumstances were that day, that was going to be a big night for you guys. Taking on Vanderbilt, a perennial power, MLB Network has the game. You have a major role in that game, and even the way that you exit just spoke, in my opinion, spoke volumes of the kind of guy that you are, that toughness. But I know it was a very scary moment. Anything 100-plus off the bat that's coming right back at you. What do you remember about that situation and just the moments afterwards when you were struck in the face with that hard-hit ball?
You know, I remember everything. I was fully conscious through the whole process. But right away, I don't really remember the ball hitting my face. Mm. And that happened so fast. But I can still – I remember being on the ground. I couldn't see out of either eye. But I could still hear. I heard – Josh Overbeek was the first one I heard. He was yelling, blood, 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 to try to get everybody out there faster. And then I started getting a vision in my right eye, and my left eye was completely swollen shut. And at first, it didn't hurt extremely bad. It was just so much adrenaline was pumping. Mm-hmm. So many emotions were flowing. Luckily, Case Anderson made the amazing play at first to finish off the inning to get us off the field. But other than that, it was just a lot of adrenaline was flowing. So I didn't feel a whole lot right then and there. And just wanted to hype the guys up, let them know we're going to win this ball game.
You did, and you did. You hyped him up. I thought that was one of the coolest moments. We're up in the broadcast booth hoping that you're okay when you finally are up on your feet. This is where I say, in true Tucker Timmerman form, you're pumping up the crowd. There was a good crowd there to root on Nebraska, and you were firing him up with the big old ice pack on your face and all, but still able to rile everybody up. I mean, it was an uplifting moment, and it seemed like the team really fed off of it.
Yeah, I would say so. Husker fans travel incredibly well no matter where we are, especially in the early half of the season when we go to the warmth. It seems like Husker fans like to travel to go to the warmth as well. And just wanted to get the guys going. I mean, that was our game to win, and we all knew it. And it was just an incredible opportunity to get the guys going.
One of the coolest things, and I'm assuming you probably had just – I bet you were flooded with texts. The victory picture afterwards where you've got the ice pack on your face. But in the initial picture, it looks like you're missing a tooth. Did anybody ask you if you lost any teeth after that picture surfaced?
I mean, there's questions of where the ball actually hit me because, I mean, I had blood everywhere. So right. Nobody really knew if it hit my nose, hit my eye, hit my jaw. And so, I mean, I had all sorts of questions and so much support behind me and grateful for everyone who reached out for sure.
I couldn't believe I remember Ben and myself with you in the elevator going up to our rooms after the game and you still had that ice pack on. It looked pretty gnarly, but I mean, you seemed all there. It was very impressive. And I know that the next challenge of this was being able to recover from that injury. And anytime you're dealing with any type of facial fracture or anything that is involving the head, it's obviously a very delicate recovery because it's all about how you respond. What were the things that you had to go through to get back to, you know, being where you are now, to where you can play and you can put all that behind you?
Yeah, right away, there's a lot of unknowns. You don't know when the next time you're going to be back on the mound. At that time in the elevator when I was going up with you guys, didn't know exactly what happened. So mm-hmm. We went to the ER in Arizona until 3 a.m. They wanted me to have surgery in Arizona that night. And we said we'd rather see the Nebraska doctors. So then we flew home at 10 in the morning that same day and went straight to the ER, held ice over my face the whole time so to try to keep pain as minimal as possible, held ice over it, went straight to the ER, was at the ER in Omaha for four hours probably, close to that, and found out I had two fractures in my face and was gonna need surgery, which was not the answer that I wanted to hear at the time. I was pretty disappointed. I was hoping it would just be, we just need a little bit of time to heal. But you know, I was very grateful for it, where it hit me, where it did, because if it was many other places, just 2 inches up, down, or to each side, it could have been a lot worse. So
yeah.
Doing that, and then so we, from that date, we had surgery 2 weeks later, and then it was 6 weeks recovery. So really, in the long scheme of things, it was, I was very grateful. And getting back to throwing, at first, I didn't think I was going to have much of a you know, PTSD type of deal. But then I was sitting in the bullpen behind some guys throwing up, and the catcher just barely threw one just a little off the side, and I flinched real bad. And I was like, wow, I didn't even mean to, that was crazy. I wasn't expecting it to be that bad. So it might have taken a little bit of time to get used to a baseball coming back at me.
Yeah.
And so then to get back to able to throw, I threw with a face mask for a while. My first live outing in practice, I threw behind a screen with my mask on, just to kind of progress me back into throwing. And Coach Childress and Tanner did a great job of safely progressing me back with both my arm care and worrying about my face. And everything we did, they were very cautious, make sure I had no pain, pressure, or any feeling in my face go bad. And so I'm just very grateful to be where I am today.
We've all talked about, since your return and really, you know, since you've been here, you're a well put together guy. Was there any physical comeback that you had to make as far as just your wind and the overall cardio? I can imagine with a layoff, there's going to be a little bit of that, but how quickly did it take for you to feel like you were back to 100%, both physically and mentally?
You know, so I really couldn't do anything weight-bearing for a long time, really. Mm-hmm. It was like 4 weeks after surgery. I couldn't do anything the 2 weeks after I got hit, and then the 4 weeks, so about 6 weeks in total, I could do absolutely nothing with any weights because they just didn't want the pressure to build up and for pain to be in my face, and they wanted everything to heal properly. And so, I mean, that was hard for me because I love being in the weight room. It's just, that's something I've always enjoyed. And so, I mean, those 2 weeks that I was able to start lifting was huge for me. I did as much as I could without feeling any pain. And I wouldn't say it was too bad getting back cardio-wise. Just trusted everything that Tanner and Coach Plumlee had for us, and just was ready to go as soon as my name was called.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up Tanner Fowler, Garrett Plumlee. Those guys do incredible work with the entire squad, but especially in your case, I know that it was a lot of comparison to injuries we see in hockey is what you experienced. And I know that timeline was he could come back depending on how he responds, or he might be done for the year. So no one knew that. As we are talking to Tucker Timmerman here, he will be your Friday night starter against Michigan, and more than anything, just excited to see Tucker back out there. So I want to go back to the emotions. You come back, you're pitching on the road. We knew we were going to see at some point in that Iowa series. You finally get out there. What's going through your mind when you're finally back out there, ready to put everything behind you and just compete like we know you've been asked to?
You know, it was almost a sigh of relief just being able to get back out there and compete for my guys. I mean, it was a rough weekend at Iowa, and I was in the bullpen for most of the time. And so when I got my opportunity to go out there and put it all on the line for my guys, I was all for it, ready to go.
Do you, and I know you'll go through this tomorrow, but you had a lot of starts over the summer. You were a starter in high school as well in Beatrice. That routine that you will go through leading up to first pitch tomorrow compared to when you're down in the bullpen, you get that quick notice, you get the stretching going, the blades and everything, and then all of a sudden you're starting to toss. How does that change for you? And have you gone through that routine in your head a little bit? Do you think it's fresh enough to where you feel like you'll be able to jump right into it tomorrow?
I would say so, yeah. Really, every day before throwing, you do almost the same workout, warm-up, I should say. Do almost the same warm-up. So it's just doing that. It's just another day to be out on the mound and compete. But even before games, when I know I was going to come out of the bullpen, you still do that same warm-up. And then when you get hot in the pen, you just do a quick little get your heart rate going and start throwing. And so I'm not gonna change anything. Just got to stay normal, and it's another game to go out and go compete.
Just a couple more minutes with you, Tuck. And again, appreciate your time. Hey, busy guy. You're getting the ball tomorrow night in a huge series. But you know, let's talk about the season. I know, especially with you on the sidelines for a while, you're watching some good, some bad, some ups and downs. There's that huge series win at home against Oregon State. Some tough ones in the conference to start off, especially that California trip that you were unable to be a part of. Where do you see, especially as we get into these last couple of weekends of the regular season, where this team is and how you think just that little change tomorrow, what you can do to get this team where it needs to be?
Yeah, some of those road series where I wasn't able to go were definitely tough. Being at home and not being able to be with the guys, being able to support and be the best teammate possible for them, because they've been amazing for me. Always checking in during when I had surgery, always making sure if there's anything they could do for me. I mean, they were there for me through it all, and so I was very grateful for that, and I wanted to do the same for them. So when we went on that rough stretch, it was difficult for me to not be able to be there for them when they were away, and even when we were home, it was still was hard for me, but I was at least able to be there to help in any way I could. Then we're going right now. I think we got a really good shot to make a good run right now. And when the Huskers get hot, it's a lot of fun, and I think we're hitting a good spot right now. And I see the Huskers doing some good things coming up here soon.
No, we definitely saw that last year. I got to ask you this one because emotions Tuesday were running high. You knew, all right, I'm going to have Tuesday off because I'm going to be the Friday night starter. I got to ask you, though, be honest, how badly did you want at least one batter or two batters on Tuesday night against Creighton?
Oh, you know, it was frustrating. didn't get to throw against Creighton at all this year. And so I wanted the ball as everyone in that bullpen and in the dugout wants the ball every game when stuff's going bad, when stuff's going good. I know every dude in that bullpen wanted the ball in their hand. They wanted to all go compete. And so of course, yeah, wanted to throw a little bit, but I know every dude out there has the same feeling, and every dude wants the ball and go out there and throw down.
And this seems like the response we've seen a lot this year from this team when you have a tough loss. And that one, I mean, my goodness, 90 feet away from taking – or at least tying the game and possibly taking the lead in a good situation on Tuesday night – obviously, that one gets to you. It's kind of a gut punch feel, but you guys have typically responded pretty well from those tough moments. I get the feeling, as I have in previous games, you guys are probably chomping at the bit to get to tomorrow.
Yeah, everyone's ready to go. Practice yesterday, we had a good practice. Hitters swung it really well. And, you know, as pitchers, we played catch with intent every day. And so everyone's just ready to get back at it. Back on the grind as the season's a grind, and so everyone's ready to go, ready for the next opportunity to go out and compete.
It's Tucker Timmerman, Beatrice native. He is Friday night starter against Michigan, coming all the way back from a really tough injury early in the season. Awesome to see him back, and awesome to see him getting a chance to set the tone for a big weekend for Nebraska. Last home regular series taking place. They'll honor seniors this weekend as well. So a lot of emotions this weekend, and also going to be excited to see Tuck get a go at it tomorrow night against the Wolverines. Tucker, again, appreciate it, man. And congratulations on just the bounce back. We're all so happy for you. So happy to see you back there on the mound. Can't wait to see you get it again tomorrow night and see what you can do, buddy.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
This has been a Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics.